The New England Patriots and their fans are breathing a little easier this morning. After two straight losses, the Pats beat the Houston Texans on the road last night, 27-6. With a win, the Pats once again have the best record in the AFC, and they clinched a spot in the playoffs. Coach Bill Belichick praised the team after the win.
It's a good football team. We got a lot of good players, and they play hard, so it's good to come down here and win. Thought we had a lot of guys step up, though, and that's what we need for a team.
For more on the turnaround, we turn this morning to ESPNBoston.com's Mike Reese, who's still in Houston this morning. Good morning, Mike, and thanks for joining us.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You know, what a big change for the Pats last night. You know, last night they looked and played so differently than the team that kind of bumbled through the loss last week, didn't they?
Oh, no question, Bob. And one of the main reasons why would be the return of tight end Rob Gronkowski with four catches for 87 yards and one touchdown. When we always look at the team going from one extreme to almost the other, looking poor one week, good the next week, you look at what the main differences are, and one of the main differences in this one was the return of Rob Gronkowski.
Kind of underlines how important he is for the Pats and how important it is to keep him healthy.
It really does, and I look at the snaps that he played, Bob. Usually he plays every snap because he's so important to the team, but in this game, I charted him on the field for 42 of a possible 69 snaps, which tells us that the Patriots were managing him in this game and that he wasn't 100%, but as I often say with Gronkowski, even a player at 75% of Rob Gronkowski is a 100% type of impact for the team.
Let me ask this. While the Gronk is back, the injury list is growing. Four Patriots left the game with injuries last night. Any of them appear serious?
Well, we saw one player, Bob, linebacker Jonathan Freeney, leave the locker room with a cast over his right hand, so we'll have to see on him. But otherwise, it didn't look like any of them were too serious. We're talking about safety Devin McCourty, one of their captains with an ankle injury. Running back LeGarrette Blount, their top power running back with a hip injury. And defensive tackle Dominic Easley, one of their best pass rushers with a thigh injury. But at this point, none of those three look to be anything from a long-term perspective that they would be out for a long period of time.
All right, back to the game last night. The Texans' offense just could not get going last night. How did the Pats hold them to just 6 points?
Well, a couple of different things they did, Bob, but start with the Texans' best player, wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. The Patriots devoted really two defenders to him and said, "We want you to beat us with your other players, not your best player." And that's a credit to both the scheme, the game plan that the Patriots had, and the players' execution with that. And in addition to stopping DeAndre Hopkins, their best player, they also did a nice job at the line of scrimmage and put a lot of pressure on the opposing quarterback, Brian Hoyer, and made life very difficult for him, forcing him to throw the ball faster than he wanted to.
All right, big picture. The Pats are the first team in their conference to secure a place in the playoffs. There are three regular season games left, beginning next Sunday at home against the Tennessee Titans. What's at stake in these three games?
Well, the Patriots, they did clinch that playoff berth, but what they'd really like, Bob, is to clinch home field advantage, to have every game in the playoffs up to the Super Bowl have to be played at their home stadium, at Gillette Stadium, and they can do that if they win their three remaining games. Sunday was a great day for the Patriots in that regard because their primary two competitors for that number one spot in the conference, the Bengals and also the Broncos, both lost. So still a lot at stake for the Patriots in terms of trying to earn that home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
All right. And of the remaining three regular season games, what's the biggest challenge for the Pats in terms of the hardest opponent?
Sure. Well, I'll break them down for you right down the line. The next Sunday is Tennessee. That should be the easiest of the three games because it's at home. Then they travel to face the New York Jets on December 27th. That'll be their toughest game as the Jets are still in contention for a playoff berth. And then they finish up the year at Miami after the new year, and that should be a fairly easy game for the Patriots as the Dolphins don't have anything to play for. They'll have their golf clubs ready, Bob, because they'll be hitting the links here, as they will not be a playoff team this year.
Mike Reese will be joining us every Monday morning after the Pats play for the rest of this season. Mike covers the Pats for ESPNBoston.com. Thank you very much, Mike Reese. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great day.